Welcome to Surfer.gay, the podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about queer surfing and the community and everything from big barrels and getting smashed on the lip. My name is Patrick and my pronouns are he, him. In this week's episode, you're gonna meet Tom. Tom is a surfer and a van lifer living in Portugal. So let's hear his story. The pilot announces, "Cabin crew, please take your seat for landing." Tom has lost count of how many times he has heard those words. But every time, he finds his seat next to his colleague as the plane is about to touch the ground. This is the final flight for who knows how long. After all the passengers have left, he rushes off the plane. His experienced mind takes him through the airport like a magician. Feet are moving like drumsticks. The rapid sound of his work shoes chimes through the hallways. He's pulling the wheeled suitcase with a big smile on his face. He doesn't know when he will be back here, but all he knows is that it is a long time until he rushes this much. There is no rush now. He's just excited to get home. It's not far from the airport, and it can be far away. The next couple of months, it will be far, far away. He will drive his van down to Portugal in the search of waves. Tom has always been drawn to the ocean. There's something special being in the water, feeling the nature on his body, seeing all the beauty that hides underneath the surface. After moving around between different countries, he ended up in Holland. Discovering that surfing was a possibility made his day, and he got a lesson as soon as he could. From that day, back in 2016, there has been something about surfing that has captured his heart. Not being able to surf all the time while working, he still picked up a board every time he had a chance, whether it was in Holland, France, Portugal, or Morocco. No matter where, it is always a struggle the first couple of sessions coming back to surfing. Being out of paddle shape, not feeling the water as he did the last time. This time is different. He is committing to it for a longer period. He always aims to get better. A couple of years ago, he was out surfing in France. It was one of the bigger days. Nice waves coming in, but also a heavy break. He went in, wiping out on one of the waves that he got a proper hold on. A hold on that just wouldn't let go. Under the water, the time moves slowly. Every second feels like minutes. This put a scare in him, but not enough to keep him away from surfing. It was just the respect of the power of the water that grew. He's always coming back to the ocean. An idea struck him about 2 winters ago. He should move into a van. The search for the perfect van started. Not too big, not too small, but high enough to stand inside and something that he could fix himself. He spends a couple of months building it, getting the kitchen in the right place, planning all of the storage that he would need. Designing the van, he had to consider that he would do a lot of stealth camping, but he also wanted light inside. So he put in 6 tinted windows and painted the van black. From the outside, it doesn't look like a camper. Inside, he wanted to make it more as a home. Wooden walls, practical ceilings and floors. Clever storage units throughout the van, and a bathroom to make it a fully functional home on wheels. The winter in Portugal may get cold, but a heater will keep the van nice and toasty. The solar on his roof keeps him powered up on sunny days, and his alternator gives him the possibility to charge his battery while he's driving. This setup is perfect for him at the moment. But as most van lifer knows, life might change, and something that's perfect now might not be in the future. But then he will just adjust. Living in a van makes Tom's life enjoyable. It is a way that he wants to live it, the possibility to change plans, or even better, not plan at all, just live. Chase waves, good weather, or hang out with the friends. In Europe, there are a lot of people living in van. some full-time, others for vacation for a couple of weeks or months. Tom has an affectionate smile and attitude, so getting friends is easy for him. Connecting with other van lifers is a unique way of living. Some he might hang out with for a couple of weeks, others one night. And then they'll go their separate ways. Never any bad blood. Once the path cross, he enjoys it for however long it lasts. It helps him stay present, but also in awareness of his own emotions and needs. If he needs some alone time, he finds his own space. Stay there until he moves on. That's the beauty of having a house on wheels. Wherever he decides home will be, he got everything at an arm's reach. For some people, this is far out of their comfort zone. But for Tom, this is living. There's not a lot of things in Tom's life that are static. He's constantly moving. It makes him happy. Labels are not his identity, but the term queer is a good one. It gives him the freedom to not be defined by a word. He knew he was queer around 15, and he has experience with both girls and boys. Parts of his family know that he had a boyfriend for several years, and nobody made any real fuss that he was a boy and not a girl. Relationships, either way, has its pros and cons. For him, most of the times it's easier to communicate with a guy, but he never seems to find those romantic feelings. While for girls, it is the other way around. He is an open person and are more interested in people than identifying with a label. The connection and his feelings are important in every encounter with any person that he meets. And sometimes that will turn into something romantic. Other times, it could be an amazing friendship. The positive energy of the people that he encounters is the one that he cherishes. Focusing on living his life, enjoying it as much as possible, and being able to be spontaneous, open for new experiences, is the key to happiness. Thank you for listening. If you want to read more stories, go check out our website, surfergay.com, or come back here in a week and for another podcast.